This is the one-stop FPL podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of One Stop FPL with me, your host, Andy Johnson. On today's episode, we'll take a look back at Game Week 21 before turning our attentions to Game Week 22. We'll run through the fixture list and discuss some potential transfers in and out, and we'll also be discussing how to navigate our way through the upcoming blank and double game weeks in the not-too-distant future. We'll also be talking Game Week 22 captaincy, and as always, we'll finish off with my likely team ahead of the game week. So, with just a few hours to go until the deadline, let's get into it. So then, Game Week 21 is all done and dusted. It started way, way back on the 12th of January with Burnley 1, Luton 1. Amdouni with the goal for Burnley, Morris with the goal for Luton, and an Alfie Doughty assist. Chelsea 1, Fulham 0. The only goal of the game there coming from Cole Palmer with a Sterling assist. Newcastle 2, Manchester City 3. Gordon and Isak with goals for Newcastle, Bruno Guimaraes and Dan Byrne with assists. And Manchester City's 3 goals coming from Bernardo Silva, Oscar Bob and Kevin De Bruyne, who is back for Manchester City. He came off the bench, got himself a goal. He also got an assist, as did Rodri and Kyle Walker. Everton 0, Aston Villa 0. So Pickford and Martinez both with clean sheets, but Ollie Watkins drawing a blank there. Manchester United 2, Spurs 2. Marcus Rashford and Hoyland on the score sheet for Manchester United. Hoyland also picking up an assist. And goals for Tottenham came from Bentancur and Richarlison. Assists from Pedro Porro and debutant Timo Werner. Arsenal 5, Crystal Palace 0. 2 goals for Martinelli, 1 for Gabriel. Perhaps should have been a second, but it was ultimately given as an own goal. And Trossard also on the score sheet for Arsenal. Assists came from Gabriel, Gabriel Jesus, Jorginho, Nketiah and Declan Rice. In the end, the own goal was credited to Dean Henderson in the Crystal Palace goal. Unfortunately, subsequently, the goal has since been reattributed to Gabriel, but unfortunately, the FPL rules mean that whatever's decided on the day stands. So no extra points for Gabriel owners there, I'm afraid. Brentford 3, Nottingham Forest 2. Goals for me, Ivan Toney, who returned after his long, long ban, and Neil Mopai. Assists from Damsgaard, Jensen and Ruslev. Goals for Nottingham Forest came from Danilo and Wood, with Hudson-Odoi getting an assist. Sheffield United 2, West Ham 2. McBurnie and Brereton Diaz on the score sheet for Sheffield United. Asula with one assist. And West Ham's 2 goals came from Cornet and James Ward-Prowse, both assisted by Danny Ings. Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 4. 2 goals for Darwin Nunez and 2 goals for Diogo Jota. Assists came from Diogo Jota, Gakpo, Gomez and Connor Bradley. And finally, the game week rounded off with a 0-0 draw between Brighton and Wolves. So Estupiñán back in the starting lineup, picking up a clean sheet. But unfortunately, blanks were drawn from some popular attacking options like Pascal Gross and João Pedro. So that was game week 21. It was a fairly mixed bag for me in the end. All 3 of my forwards drawing a blank, Watkins, Solanke and Alvarez. My captain delivered in the first half of the game week with Cole Palmer, so his 10 points turned into 20 for me. And Richarlison also getting on the score sheet helped. Pedro Porro's assist also helped. And Gabriel really did save my game week. He might have had 1 goal ruled out, but 17 points was what he delivered for me. And that was enough to save my game week. 65 points in total and a small green arrow. Right then, time to turn our attentions to Game Week 22. First of all, the deadline is Tuesday the 30th of January at 6 p.m. UK time. That is 1.5 hours before the first kickoff of Game Week 22, Nottingham Forest versus Arsenal. Other games on Tuesday evening, Fulham versus Everton, Luton versus Brighton, Crystal Palace hosting Sheffield United and Aston Villa against Newcastle. Then on Wednesday, we've got Manchester City versus Burnley, Spurs hosting Brentford and Liverpool versus Chelsea. And finally on Thursday, two fixtures, West Ham versus Bournemouth and Wolves host Manchester United. A few fixtures there then for FPL managers to really target. We've got Arsenal away at Nottingham Forest. That should be a fairly kind one on paper at least, although Forest certainly no pushover at home. We've also got Aston Villa at home, so hopefully Ollie Watkins can get back to goal scoring ways. But a strong Newcastle side will be the visitors. Manchester City, Spurs and Liverpool all at home. All good attacking options there, and there against Burnley, Brentford and Chelsea. So some interesting ties to look forward to for Game Week 22. Now then, before we start discussing who are the best players to transfer in or out ahead of Game Week 22, it's worth mentioning that we've had plenty of FA Cup action. And whilst that might not directly impact FPL, you might think, it actually does, because there are quite a few teams that will now have blank or double game weeks in the next few weeks. So we do need to bear that in mind as we start building our team to make sure that we don't have loads of players in that are suddenly not going to be available in an upcoming game week. So the first team to mention is Manchester City. Now, they are going to double in game week 25. That means they've got two fixtures. One against Chelsea, which was always scheduled in, but they now have their rearranged fixture against Brentford, which was going to be earlier in the season, but got postponed because of their involvement in the Club World Cup. So they now have that one scheduled in for Game Week 25. So they actually have two home games against Chelsea and Brentford in Game Week 25. Now, that also means that Brentford are going to double in 25 because they are at home against Liverpool at the very start of that game week. But later on, they face Manchester City at the Etihad. So bear that in mind. If you want to have a few players in Game Week 25 that double, that's two opportunities to gain some more points. Then by all means, Manchester City attacking options feel like the best way to go. Two great home fixtures for them. So perhaps the likes of Haaland, Foden, De Bruyne, they could all feature in your teams if you start structuring your team well now to be able to afford them. There is, of course, a double for Brentford as well. Not as easy as City's with Liverpool and Manchester City, but both those teams can concede goals. And there is a certain Ivan Toney who is back now for Brentford, so he could be quite a viable option as well. Now, the other thing to mention in Game Week 25 is a potential and actually now quite likely double game week for both Liverpool and Luton. And that is chiefly down to the fact that Liverpool-Luton was originally scheduled for Game Week 26, but that can't now happen as that is when the League Cup final is and Liverpool feature in that final. So the most likely time for that game to be moved to is actually brought forward slightly into Game Week 25, meaning Liverpool and Luton will double. Liverpool's two fixtures would be Brentford and Luton, and Luton's two fixtures would be Manchester United and Liverpool. So certainly wouldn't be targeting too many Luton players with that double, not the easiest. And I don't think too many of us up. I mean, maybe an Alfie Doughty. But beyond that, I think we'd be probably looking more at Liverpool players with a pretty kind double, Brentford away and then Luton at home, especially if we have Mo Salah back as well. The only thing to remember when bringing in Liverpool players or Luton players is that they are confirmed to blank in game week 26. So don't go loading up on loads of Liverpool players if you're concerned about being able to field a decent team in game week 26, especially if you also have Chelsea and Tottenham players. And the reason for that is that Chelsea versus Spurs was scheduled for game week 26, but Liverpool's League Cup final opponents are Chelsea, meaning Chelsea and Spurs has also been now postponed. That fixture is yet to be rescheduled, so we don't know which game week that will fall into for now. Right, so to summarise and keep things as fairly straightforward as possible, the key takeaways are that we expect Liverpool to double in 25, and we know that Manchester City are going to double in 25. We also know that Liverpool, Tottenham and Chelsea all are blanking in game week 26. So, if you are a team that has, for example, Salah, Jota or Darwin Nunez in it at the moment, whilst you could well be getting lots of opportunities for extra points in 25, you won't be able to get any points out of them in game week 26. If you also have players like Son or Richarlison or Pedro Porro or Cole Palmer, none of those players will play in game week 26 as well. So if you have a lot of those players that I've just mentioned, you are going to be struggling to field a side in game week 26. So start thinking about that now, because if you want to avoid using a chip at this point in the season, you want to save them for later on in the season, then you're going to have to start thinking about how to structure your side to navigate 25 and then 26. It might be that you're not able to fully take advantage of that Liverpool double because you're just not going to have enough players to field in 26 if you load up on those Liverpool players. Thankfully, Manchester City do have a fixture in game week 26, so we can load up on those City players, take advantage of the double in game week 25, and they'll still run out in game week 26. Pep Roulette pending, of course. But there are quite a few blanks likely to happen in 26. We won't get into it now, but there's actually a load more blanks happening in 29. So definitely worth considering trying to save your chips and your free hit chip for later on in the season. Because if you think it's complicated and difficult now, it's only going to get more difficult and complicated as these teams progress throughout the cup competitions. For what it's worth, the fifth round of the FA Cup draw has seen a lot of Premier League teams drawn against non-Premier League opposition, which means that there's a high chance that a lot of Premier League teams are going to go further in the competition and therefore we'll see more blanks in the future. Right then, let's turn our attentions back to the present and game week 22. Just taking a look at the fixture ticker, and Manchester City sit top of it. Burnley at home this week, but the next five game weeks after that see pretty favourable fixtures as well. Brentford, Everton, then a double against Brentford and Chelsea, and then Bournemouth and at home to Manchester United in game week 27. So a really nice run of fixtures for Manchester City. So perhaps that is the team to be considering bringing in players from in game week 22. That home fixture against Burnley also screams captaincy for pretty much any Manchester City player you have in your side, be it Haaland if he's back, or Alvarez if you've got him as your Haaland placeholder like myself, or even Phil Foden. Now, the other elephant in the room is Kevin De Bruyne. He came back off the bench. He also came off the bench against Spurs in the FA Cup. He makes a difference whether he comes on or starts. So he is a very tempting option. And that is proven by the 1 million FPL managers who have already brought him in ahead of this deadline. So Kevin De Bruyne, certainly one to consider as bringing in, especially if you have been holding on to someone like Salah or Son, particularly Salah, because we know that despite Egypt being knocked out of AFCON, Salah still isn't available for Liverpool because of an injury. Now, we don't know how long that's going to be. We believe it could still be another couple of weeks. So for now, I still think it's probably worth selling Salah. And you can easily afford De Bruyne with change and not be too concerned about being able to afford Haaland as and when he comes back. If we get any news very late on today about Haaland, totally understandable to just bring the Norwegian back into your side straight away. At home against Burnley, you would fancy him. Me personally, I don't feel confident bringing in any player who I haven't seen play a single minute of football yet. He hasn't even featured on the bench yet for Manchester City, so he may well be back in training, but Pep doesn't see him as an option to pick for his side at the moment. That might change and we might see him even start against Burnley, but at the moment, I'm probably not going to go near Haaland unless I hear concrete evidence that it's worth bringing him in. The other team at the top of the fixture list at the moment is Newcastle. They are away at Villa this week, which is not the easiest, but they then face Luton at home, Forest away and Bournemouth at home. So a nice little run of fixtures. They then go away to Arsenal, certainly not easy, but then they're also at home against Wolves after that. Decent run of fixtures for Newcastle. Isak and Anthony Gordon are the two most appealing options, I think, there. Particularly Anthony Gordon at his price point. We don't really want to be investing in too many expensive forwards, especially with Haaland's return fairly imminent. So definitely worth considering a few Newcastle options as well. Don't be put off by teams that are coming up to blanks. The likes of Liverpool and Spurs, we know, are going to blank in game week 26. But they do have some pretty decent fixtures, especially Tottenham. Tottenham face Brentford, Everton, Brighton and Wolves before that blank in 26 and Crystal Palace at home after that. So pretty kind run of fixtures for Spurs attacking options. We might see Son back. We could even see Son back as early as game week 23. South Korea are in action in the Asian Cup today against Saudi Arabia. So if Korea are knocked out, we'll see Son return to action slightly earlier than expected. Liverpool have two tricky fixtures coming up, Chelsea and Arsenal. They also blank in game week 26, as I've said, but they also face Burnley and Brentford before that blank and Forest immediately after it. So whilst Liverpool may well have a blank coming up, you could see them double and they've got a good run of fixtures. So definitely worth considering Liverpool assets as well. Okay, time to talk captaincy now. And there are quite a few candidates for the armband in game week 22. Of course, Manchester City hosting Burnley is the standout fixture here. And if we knew for a fact that Haaland was starting, there probably wouldn't be much of a debate. But that isn't the case. Plenty of players have Alvarez in their teams, and he probably de facto becomes the obvious choice for captaincy. However, there are a couple of other contenders that I think are worth considering. The first one I want to compare him to is Richarlison. Richarlison is at home against Brentford. Now, comparing the two of these as captaincy candidates, we see Richarlison likely on penalties in Son's absence. Alvarez on penalties unless Haaland is on the pitch. Richarlison is a midfielder playing as a centre forward, whereas Alvarez is a forward in the game. So extra points for Richarlison if he gets on the score sheet or any clean sheets. Richarlison has a pretty decent fixture at home against Brentford. Alvarez has, well, a fantastic fixture at home against Burnley. Expected minutes for both players are pretty good, although I would say they're slightly less certain for Alvarez now that De Bruyne is back as well, especially if Haaland can feature in some way, shape or form. So I don't think it's as clear-cut as people think. Alvarez, a fantastic option for captaincy, but I also think that Richarlison is well worth considering as well. A couple of other options that I think might be worth looking at. Bukayo Saka away at Nottingham Forest. The fact that he's away makes him slightly less appealing, although Arsenal should be pretty good for victory against Nottingham Forest. I guess the thing that is putting a lot of people off Saka is his recent form in FPL. The fact that Arsenal managed to score 5 goals and Saka didn't manage to get any return does speak to those concerns as well. So a few options that I think are worth considering. At the moment, the standout is probably Alvarez. Don't mind Richarlison as a captaincy choice as well. And perhaps Saka is the differential captaincy choice. Right then, just time for me to run through my likely team ahead of game week 22. I'm going with Areola in goal. He gets the nod ahead of Dubravka, just down to the fact that West Ham are at home against Bournemouth. My back three at the moment is Trent Alexander-Arnold at home to Chelsea, Pedro Porro at home to Brentford, and Gabriel away at Nottingham Forest. The talk is that Alexander-Arnold is now fit and ready to play for Liverpool. So I'm fairly confident that he will play. So no concerns there. I do have a slight concern around Gabriel. He is flagged as a slight doubt after picking up a knock in the previous game. But if he plays, then nothing to fear. I do fancy Arsenal for a clean sheet. Perhaps another 17-point haul from Gabriel would be nice. My midfield four is Bukayo Saka away at Forest, Richarlison at home to Brentford, Cole Palmer away at Liverpool, and Pascal Gross away at Luton. And my front three is Ollie Watkins at home to Newcastle, Dominic Solanke away at West Ham, and Julian Alvarez at home to Burnley. And at the moment, Alvarez has the captaincy armband. That means I've got a bench of Dubravka in goal, and then three players who are unlikely to feature at all. Son, who's obviously away at the Asian Cup. I'm not happy about the idea of selling him now that they're into the knockout stages. Good chance he comes home in the next few days. So we'll hold on to him for now. And then I've also got Lascelles and Taylor, both of them flagged, both unlikely to feature anyway. So I really am resting all of my hopes on Gabriel starting, and that will give me a full 11 that play. At the moment, I'm not looking to make a transfer, and the main reason for that is I can't see anything glaringly obvious that I'd like to do that will improve my team in the long haul. I could, of course, get a Manchester City player in. I could potentially sell Son and bring in someone like a De Bruyne or a Foden. My only issue with that is that I would then have to play either a 3-5-2 and drop one of those three forwards. And they all have pretty kind fixtures this week. Watkins at home to Newcastle, Solanke away at West Ham, and Julian Alvarez at home to Burnley. I want to play all three of those. So I don't really fancy dropping one of those. Potentially, I could sell Son and bring in, say, De Bruyne and play a 3-4-3. And that would mean maybe dropping Pascal Gross to the bench. But Brighton are playing Luton this game week, and I quite fancy Pascal Gross to pick up some points for me. So I don't see any glaringly obvious moves to make this game week. I like the idea of having two free transfers by rolling one this game week to give me greater flexibility going forward. If I hear some news closer to the deadline today, that might change. But at the moment, I'm rolling the transfer, hoping that Gabriel starts for a full 11 this game week. And then I've got two free transfers for game week 23. That's it then for this episode. Thank you very much for listening once again to One Stop FPL. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at AndyJAudio or at One Stop FPL. A reminder once again that the deadline for this game week 22 is Tuesday the 30th of January at 6 p.m. UK time. That's in just a few hours, so don't miss it. Good luck to you all. Here's to another green arrow, and I'll talk to you again soon.